This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Off hour number three in studio tonight. It's Daryl
and Heather
and Chris,
and you can join us by dialing toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you know, we're going to change gears here, and I've got a story here about something that I'm not sure when the last time it was talked about on Free Talk Live. I'm fairly certain it was talked about at some point. Medical tourism.
Okay.
Are you familiar with this concept?
I certainly am.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
It's when you have extremely high costs of medical care or a particular medical procedure in your country, and you elect to travel to a different country. And oftentimes they offer all sorts of amenities that you may not get in your home country.
Yeah, I was actually listening to a podcast not too long ago that was talking about this, to where, and I forget what the procedure was, but somebody flew from the United States to Egypt, stayed in a very nice, I think they described it as almost like a five-star hotel.
Yeah.
Had the medical procedure done, stayed there for a week, and flew back, and it was still cheaper than whatever it would have cost them in the U.S. There are other people that, for other procedures, will travel to Mexico. I know it's actually fairly common in Southern California for people to have a dentist in Mexico, or an American dentist to have an office in Mexico, because they're not required, when they're operating in Mexico,
right,
to comply with all of the regulatory burdens,
yes,
that exist in the U.S. of, oh, you're taking this insurance, which means that you have to take Medicare, which means that you have to bill everybody the same, and you can't give discounts for this, that, the other thing. Oh, just come. I'm in my Mexico office on Fridays. Come down. I'll do the root canal there.
That's brilliant. If I were a physician or a dentist or anything like that, I mean, why wouldn't you think about that? If you can find like a low cost, you know, office space, and then put together this sort of vacation plan that you could offer your patients, that's brilliant.
Article here comes from Fee, and it's talking about the rise of medical tourism. There's simply no way of getting around it, they say. American health care is exorbitantly expensive. But while many people look to government to solve the nation's health care woes, the real solution lies elsewhere. In fact, the more the government intervenes in healthcare, the higher the costs seem to rise. Just look at what happened when the Affordable Care Act, what people refer to as Obamacare, was implemented. Cost of care rose, and many families suddenly found themselves unable to afford insurance premiums.
I'm sorry, but can we just take that one back to, can the Affordable Care Act, at what point can we stop calling it the Affordable Care Act? It's not affordable. It is.
Right. It's not affordable, but
it increased medical
that's
costs.
That's the name of the legislation, so that's what I'm going to call it.
I understand that, Daryl. I respect that. I do tremendously, but I think that I would support a bill that would rename that to the Highway Robbery While We Drive Up Your Cost of Health Care Act. That is closer. The Unneeded and Unnecessary Bureaucracy Act would be good.
And a much better name, instead of calling it Obamacare, call it what it really is.
Right.
Gingrich Care. Because Newt Gingrich came up with the idea in the 90s when Hillary was pitching her thing when she was first lady, pitching the concept of what she called Hillary Care. Newt Gingrich came up with the individual mandate.
But did they always call it whatever the president's name is, and then care?
Not always. No.
Trump care, Obamacare.
It has become sort of a thing, and that kind of started with Obamacare. Well, did we ever call Hillary Care Hillary
Care? It was called Hillary Care.
Yeah. Hillary Care didn't get anywhere because Hillary was insisting she do the entire thing in secret.
The thing in Massachusetts they called Romney Care, and that was
right
before the Obama thing.
That does ring a bell, yeah.
But I think it does probably go back to Hillary.
It's kind of like, you know, any kind of scandal is something gate.
Right.
And it all goes back to Watergate.
Right.
Which that was the actual name of the hotel where the thing happened, was the Watergate Hotel.
Yeah.
But then, pizza gate, this gate, that gate,
yeah,
delivery gate.
That's okay.
The gate. Continuing on with the article here from Fee, but where government intervention has failed the healthcare sector, free market innovation has become its savior. The rising cost of healthcare in both North America and Europe have actually created a void in the marketplace, and medical tourism is filling that void by offering a whole new avenue of choice for healthcare consumers. For anyone unfamiliar with the term, medical tourism is when someone chooses to travel outside their country of origin, usually to less developed countries in search of affordable quality medical care. And it also happens to be one of the fastest growing global industries. In 2016, this sector was valued at $100 billion and is expected to experience a 25% year-by-year growth by the year 2025. And in an era of soaring medical cost, it's also saving healthcare consumers thousands of dollars and providing them with the care they so desperately need. The thought of traveling outside the United States for healthcare might sound absurd to many Americans. After all, why would we travel to a developing country for medical treatment when we live in one of the richest countries in the world? The truth is, while American healthcare costs continue to rise, something quite spectacular is occurring in other parts of the globe. The costs are going down while the quality is going up. In India, for example, the critically acclaimed Narayana Rudayalaya Heart Hospital offers cardiac surgeries for between $5,000 to $7,000. The same surgery in the United States would cost upwards of $50,000. And as far as medical procedures are concerned, in Costa Rica, a knee replacement surgery can cost around $23,000. However, that surgery in the United States, between $35,000 to $60,000.
Isn't that insane? And what could have ever come about to cause all these costs to increase? Let's think about this. I'm putting on my thinking cap. Oh, yeah, government got even more involved in health insurance.
Right.
And I say health insurance on purpose because this has nothing to do with medical care.
Correct.
This is about, and that's why when you listen to news stories on this stuff, well, you know, the cost of insurance premiums are skyrocketing and the cost of, you know, people's deductibles is increasing and their copays. Since when are all insurance terms all we talk about when we talk about health care? It's a distortion of the marketplace. Insurance distorts the marketplace because it perverts the pricing mechanism that markets do. And if you remove this requirement required by law to offer employees insurance, and that becomes law that you have to do this, the government is telling you what you have to buy, then everything goes wrong, and that's what this has done.
Yeah, and it's not just the requirements for insurance or all of the government intervention into the insurance market. There are also government interventions into where hospitals can be.
Sure.
Most new hospitals wind up needing a certificate of need, which means that all of the other hospitals in a certain distance get to decide, do we really need another hospital here? Think about that for a second.
Right.
If restaurants went through the same process, then Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, and Arby's would all decide whether we really need another restaurant. Do we need a restaurant that serves home-cooked food?
Pizza. Pizza's been the topic tonight.
You could do home-cooked pizza.
Yeah.
But, you know, do we really need, you know, Granny's Diner opening on
pizza
Main Street?
Again, Daryl?
I did just to troll you.
Anybody listening want to buy Heather a pizza?
No.
Sent to the studio? That would be great.
She has offered to come on to Discord, so she's an often requested celebrity on
for pizza right now.
Yeah, we're picking up on that.
Yep.
But yeah, you have all these different distortions. I personally feel because
Hold on,
I work
so let's
in insurance.
Vote whether or not Heather really needs a pizza.
We're going to vote on a certificate of need.
We'll do it government
style. Does she need pizza? I vote no.
No.
This is oppression.
I'm abstaining.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So it failed to get a majority, so therefore she doesn't need it. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DinoVite.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dinovite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dinovite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the discussion about the medical tourism here in just a moment. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about a wonderful pillow. And, well, why is it a wonderful pillow? Well, because I would say it's the best pillow that I've ever used, and you can try it yourself risk-free for 60 days. That's because there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you've got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com. Get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. And remember, if for some reason you don't like your MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a full refund. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Before we jump back into the article here from Fee about the rise of medical tourism, let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I have a shout-out to David. You know, David from New Mexico?
Yeah, don't really do shout-outs, though.
Yeah,
he's
a chronic caller. We don't do shout-outs, but go ahead with your thought.
Sarah does shout-out.
Well, all right. Shout it out.
The thing is that, you know, I was listening the day that they banned him from talking to his representative, Steve Pierce. I was listening to that. He called in, and he was going to ask him questions, and they hung up on him. They talked over him, and then he cut him short.
So you're talking about, for people that might not have been listening to the show last night when David called in to talk about this,
okay.
Apparently a couple of the local talk radio stations there in Albuquerque have, basically they've stopped taking his calls to where if they know that it's him, they don't answer the phone, or if somehow he slips through, they'll just get rid of him.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, I want to let him know that I got kicked off of four of that station. And then there's only one station, and they call them number one. There's only one there's one station, KKOV, that you can listen to. And they said they're rated.
Well, there are a bunch of stations that you can listen to. Sarah, thank you for the call.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, you can always call another radio station. But we always take Sarah's calls, and we always take David's calls. There are very few people that have ever reached the point of you're not going to get on the air. And it's because generally you've promoted violence against people who work here, you know, our co-hosts and things like that. So, yeah, it's a pretty high bar.
And radio stations, and you know, some of them may or may not be affiliates of this show. They have, you know, the program directors, the management, they have the right to decide who can and cannot be on their airwaves.
Right.
It's not preventing him from talking to representatives. It's just not giving him a platform on that particular, show or whatnot.
I do think it's important, too, though, that, like, at the end of the day, like, callers, like, there's only so many minutes of our time that we have to go over things. So there is sort of a system of
keeping the show moving.
If we see on our screen we have like five people calling, you know, and each one of them has a different topic and we only have enough for one, it's like we kind of as a show also have to pick and choose which calls we take and which we don't. So I can see other stations maybe, you know, being a little selective in their choosing as well.
They do. We try to get to every call. I mean, and it's not because we're required by law, because we're a radio show and we can kind of do what we wish, but it's sort of a policy that we try to take every call that comes in. And
we can do that because our volume of calls is probably not as busy as some of the bigger shows that
we're not quite at Sean Hannity levels or anything like that. But yeah, we do try to. And if you've not worked like a weekend show, a Friday or Saturday night,
we need new callers. So if you're one of those people that always listen to the show but you've never called in, you should really call in because, like, no disrespect to the people that call in every night, but, like, it is nice to hear new voices, new ideas, new opinions and inputs and stuff like that. And so I wish we did kind of have a bigger volume of callers, you know.
Different ones on Fridays or on Thursday nights.
There's so many people out there with so much to bring to the table. And
on the Saturday show,
I encourage people to call in.
What's referred to as the chronic callers, those that call every single night or almost every single night.
Right.
They don't get on Saturdays.
Not always. But even then,
you know, sometimes
know.
They do. Right. But, you know, if there are four calls on the line, three of them are people that call every single night, and one of the calls is somebody that you've never heard from before, we're going to the guy that we've never heard from before.
Right.
Just because something different.
Something different. I will say, if you've never worked a Saturday night show in particular, I've done a lot of them with Mark or with Ian. Never with Daryl, I don't think, on a Saturday. But it's not unusual for us to start off the show with a story, you know, show prep, we brought it in, we get through the first paragraph, and then the phones take over, and it's that until
and then we
you
never
leave.
Finish the story.
That, I like yeah. that, though.
It's
I think
great.
That's, like,
it is great.
A great conversation. Because usually, generally, a lot of, like, whatever you're talking about will prompt more callers because it'll be yep. such a meaningful conversation. And that's, I feel is like the best when it comes to discussing it.
Right. And that's topic. Usually, it really depends on the subjects too. And I will say that on Thursday nights, we probably hit more esoteric stories than we do on some other nights.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if I'm doing a show on a Saturday night, I'll just, you know, find a good Second Amendment story. You know, and there are certain topics that bring up emotions in people, and those mm-hmm. are the ones that will generate phone calls. So, yeah, I mean, really, we'll maybe start trying next Thursday to bring in some more of those kind of hot button type stories and
just whatever's, you know, trending, because yeah. that's what I think the easiest way even to get ideas of, you know, liberty out there is that when you have these trending topics, especially like right now, immigration's one of them, you
sure.
know, a lot of the time with the NFL, the kneeling thing, like, is when certain things are trending, talk about those topics and put the, you know, smaller government take on it or the, you know, liberty take on it.
Which we always do. But
so
I will say this.
Fit into the conversation.
I will say this. A radio show that's talking about how many phone calls it gets for a radio show.
That's not good radio.
Probably not good radio at all.
Yeah, and then discussing all of the inner workings.
Exactly. But I think if we did a show that talked about, you know, whether really meat lovers is the best pizza or not, I mean, that would be a compelling show.
And then we should wind up inviting Randians to call in.
That would probably get a lot more listeners than, like, SCOTUS.
Invite Randians to call in because they think that everything is objective, and then we can have two Randians arguing the objective nature of pineapple on pizza, and that would actually be absolutely boring. It would be fun and entertaining for, like, 30 seconds.
For four of us, yes.
Continuing on with this article about medical tourism from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, they say it's not just the affordable costs that are appealing to foreign healthcare consumers. In Costa Rica, for example, the facilities are so pristine. Many offer spa services and even provide a private concierge to each of the patients while they recover. But India and Costa Rica are just two examples of popular destinations for medical tourism. Countries like Brazil offer medical services at rates 20 to 30% cheaper than the United States. And in Singapore, healthcare costs about 25 to 40% less than in the United States. Continuing on, plus your calls and thoughts, welcome 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts on medical tourism?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
As the House votes to reject one of two Republican bills to deal with immigration, the president at the White House accusing Democrats of supporting loopholes in the immigration laws, saying they're slowing down efforts to reform our immigration system.
We have come up with a lot of solutions, but we have Democrats that don't want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up.
The president saying we have the worst immigration laws in the history of the world. The conservative community mourning the loss of columnist Charles Krauthammer. He'd announced earlier this month he was in the final stages of battling cancer. Krauthammer on Fox talking about his eventual move to conservatism.
As a doctor, I'd been trained in empirical evidence. I mean, if the treatment is killing your patients, you stop the treatment. And I sort of I moved gradually to the idea of a more limited society, smaller government.
Krauthammer was 68 years old. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Want to invite you to head over to victimlesscrimespree.com and watch the documentary about our friend Derek J., who, over the course of about a year after moving to Keene, New Hampshire, got arrested a number of times and faced a lot of jail time unless he wound up taking a plea deal, which he wound up doing, so that he avoided, I think it was somewhere between 9 to 11 years in prison that they said he was facing, and instead he wound up getting a good bit suspended and doing about 90 days behind bars. And none of the crimes that he committed had victims. It was throwing a dance party, attempting to smoke in public, trying to go to a courthouse, singing to some politicians.
Right.
VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. Or there's also the limited edition DVD that has a lot of bonus features that you can buy from VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. We'll get back into the article here from Fee about the medical tourism. But first to Skype, where we've got David calling in from Albuquerque. David, I'm not sure if you were listening a few moments ago when Sarah invoked your name. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just happened to catch it, and I was listening to your
podcast about 20 minutes behind live or so, and I caught it. But so two things. One, what that radio station is doing, I allege, and we don't need to waste time laying out the legal argument, but they are involved in political racketeering. In short, because in certain races, you cannot get elected unless you appear on their radio station. And so it's a necessary process in this market, in this what jurisdiction, whatever, to get elected. And if that's the case, you can't shut out callers because then you are controlling the election to some degree.
Well,
and that's what they were doing.
By limiting who you put in opinion polls, you're basically influencing how people vote. There are all kinds of things that people can wind up, you know, throwing about,
right,
that this, says this exactly influences the election. And one of them is not inviting all of the candidates to a debate.
Right.
I don't think that there should be a law that says that you have to invite every candidate to a debate, but I think that every candidate should be invited to the debate.
There are many ways to influence it, and like I said, I won't drag everybody through the boring discussion of it, but the bottom line is that's what they're doing, and it's blatant, and it's very effective.
If you think there's some racketeering going on, I would suggest contacting the Attorney General, unless you think that he would not listen. David, thank you for the call.
And that's, I don't know, it frustrates people when people's preferred candidate doesn't get every opportunity, but that doesn't mean that there, number one, there is a law that, and racketeering is a very specific charge.
Correct.
But it doesn't mean that there has to be a law. It just means that maybe if a station doesn't invite your candidate consistently, then maybe you don't listen to that radio station. Maybe you encourage other people, say, you know what, these guys really do play politics and they're just trying to get their guy elected. Why would you want to listen to that?
Right, but, you know, that's one of the things. Here in Keene, you know, libertarian and some conservatives refer to the local newspaper as the Slantinal.
Right.
Instead of the Sentinel. Mm-hmm. Because there's, you know, obviously a bias in how they report certain things just because they happen to endorse people that generally are members of the Democratic Party doesn't mean that, you know, they're preventing Republicans from getting fair coverage or they're preventing libertarians from getting fair coverage because they'll run our letters to the editor.
Right. And, that's a big difference. And everything's always going to have its own spin on it. You
right.
know, you've got your Fox Newses of the world, but you also got your CNNs and your MSNBCs.
Right.
And you have Free Talk Live, which I like to think represents a third viewpoint, and oftentimes a better one.
Yes. Getting back into the article from
even our hosts
Fee.
Have all kinds of viewpoints, though.
Well, we all have one, and then there's you.
No, it's not everyone then, Heather.
Come on.
I'll
just kidding.
Conan believes some weird, crazy things. Well.
Conan's great on the show.
Well, I feel like I'm a rational person.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah.
Continuing with the article from Fee about medical tourism, they say it's no wonder, and again, they're talking about the much lower prices in countries like India, Costa Rica, Brazil, Singapore. It's no wonder, then, that these countries are becoming popular destinations for medical tourists. In fact, medical tourism is becoming so popular, it's attracting consumers from all corners of the globe. In 2016 alone, over 1.4 million Americans left the United States with the explicit purpose of seeking more affordable medical care abroad. Canada and European countries are also seeing an influx of people choosing to travel internationally in search of cheaper medical care. According to research conducted by IPK International, 3-4% of the global population travels abroad for health care. But all this sounds almost too good to be true. Seems almost impossible to believe that less developed countries can offer quality care at a fraction of the cost. So, is it too good to be true?
That's just, number one, it's spin. We seem to have this belief that if you get medical anywhere other than a first world country, then it's going to be unsanitary and the doctors obviously haven't been trained to, you know, Western levels of medicine and things like that. And, you know, check out the here's a good one for you. Check out the Nobel Prizes in medicine. Check out the Nobel Prizes in a variety of scientists. Look at international ratings,
math,
and look at where some of these most, you know, mind-blowing operations are being created to you know, do things that never has been done. And oftentimes you're going to see those in these, quote, third world countries because the first world has become a regulatory quagmire, you know?
Yeah.
You can't do anything without government permission, and that just quashes any creativity, and it drives me nuts.
Imagine needing a knee replacement and having your employer offer you two options. You can either pay $3,000 out of pocket and have the procedure performed in the United States, or you can opt to take an all-expense-paid vacation to Costa Rica, and on top of the free trip, you get a $2,500 bonus check. For employers of the North Carolina-based furniture manufacturer Hickory Springs, this is a choice many do get to make. And it should come as no surprise that more than 250 employees have made the decision to take the trip to Costa Rica. But before you start thinking that this all seems too good to be true, let's consider what the employer has to gain. In the 5 year in the five years that Hickory Springs has begun offering to send its employees abroad for medical treatment, the company has saved over $10 million on health care costs. On paper, this seems almost impossible, especially since the employees needing care also receive first-class airfare and a personal assistant during their stay, not to mention the bonus check.
But I love it.
But since the actual cost of care is half of what the same care would cost in the U.S., the company still saves an enormous amount of money by treating their employees to top-of-the-line care.
What's the company name again, Daryl? I'm going to definitely be reading this article in detail.
Hickory Springs Manufacturing.
I love that whole idea that it is, our country is so ridiculously overpriced that we'll basically send you on a huge vacation.
We will give you, and again, all expense paid trip to Costa Rica and a $2,500 bonus check.
Right. We're paying you to take a vacation and get the medical work done that you need.
Yes. Continuing on, they ask, how do they do it? Medical tourism sounds great, but many might be wondering how it's feasible for these facilities to offer such high-quality care at such low prices. Well, hang around, and we'll tell you how they do it, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, given the choice, would you go to Costa Rica to get some medical care done? If your employer paid in full, this is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. Again, 855-450-FREE. Chris, you know what I'm going to be doing this November, don't you?
You can run somewhere, I bet.
Yes, running in the New York City Marathon, and I have officially hit the fundraising goal. As of earlier today, some of the matching funds came in, plus I raised some funds at ForkFest, where during the ForkFest had some fundraising games, and that brought in $243, plus had $500 of matching come in earlier today, dropped those checks in the mail to the Innocence Project. So I'm officially over the fundraising goal, but that doesn't mean that the Innocence Project can't use more funding.
Oh, absolutely, because you know what documentary I watched the other day?
What?
The Making a Murderer one.
You've brought that up like then.
Yeah, I know, with the Steve Avery's case. I had no idea that even happened until I watched it, which is why it happened. I mean, the documentary came out years ago. And yeah, it's just like getting to my attention now, right. But I had no idea when I watched it and they mentioned that the Innocence Project was actually one of the organization that helped overturn his fraudulent conviction or whatever. And so
the Innocence Project helps people that have been wrongly convicted. The vast majority of their clients, there's DNA evidence that proves that they did not commit the crime. You can still contribute run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the Discord call-in line where we've got Old Dirty Penguin, who I think also has used the name Mortified Penguin.
ODP.
So he's either old and dirty or mortified, but he's still a penguin and he's on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Mortified, dirty penguin.
Do we got a mute somewhere?
Hold on. I unmuted the wrong thing on the board here.
There we go.
Mortified, dirty penguin.
Okay. All right.
There you are.
All right. Hey, Minister Darrow, Brother Chris, Sister Heather, calling from the Duchy of the Ellerin, Lord. Just wanted to call in on some Gun Talk Live. I guess that's mainly for Chris. What do you think, Chris, about the deregulation of suppressors, of firearm suppressors? That was gaining some traction. There were some, you know, mass shootings, a lot of talk of gun control.
Right.
Before that, there was a lot of talk of deregulating suppressors from the National Firearms Act, and they've become really they've been mainstreamed a lot through on the internet, online gun community.
Yeah.
And they were putting forth some bills.
Yeah, those there was a Hearing Protection Act, I think that's what it was called. And
yeah.
For those of you who aren't familiar with, when we talk about a suppressor for a firearm, that's what in the movies is known as a, quote, silencer. It makes your gun completely silent, so it just sounds like, and that's it, and that's all that happens. That's not at all what happens when you put a suppressor on a rifle or a handgun. It reduces the sound. And the idea that a lot of people are promoting is this would be really good for shooting sports so people don't get their hearing damaged. I can tell you from doing my years in the military, your hearing is damaged by gunfire, and it's one of the reasons that we spend a lot of money on hearing protection and things like that. So I think it's a common sense thing. There's nothing about a suppressor that makes a gun more dangerous. It doesn't. There's just no reason why that needs to be regulated. And the legislation that I've seen says, well, it makes a suppressor, you have to follow the same things as if you were just buying a regular firearm. And that's not even good enough for me. A suppressor should just be an accessory. It shouldn't be regulated. It should be regulated like a hand grip, which means not regulated.
Really, it should. You're right. That would be a step forward, but really, I mean, you're right. In a lot of countries, there's some countries that are actually pretty restrictive with firearms, but they actually suppressors are mainstream and not restricted because they want to reduce the sound.
Yeah.
It's just a different idea, but they're definitely not pew, 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 you know, assassin tools. They don't.
Right.
I mean, maybe on a .22, but they don't, you know, make it, it's not like the movies at all. You know, it's just common sense. I've even seen cops. I mean, it's just common sense. If they're going to have to take out their like carbines, long guns, they have suppressors, just common sense, so they don't have this just monstrously loud sound that's completely disorienting. I mean, for home defense, for shooting, I mean, it's just common sense, really.
Yeah, I agree completely. Yeah, I'd love to see that take a common sense turn. I think it's going to be really difficult for anyone to pass anything that de-restricts our right to keep and bear arms. That's just not where the country seems to be.
I'm still confused by your use of the term common sense in
government.
My bad. When talking about government.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that one.
Dirty Mortified Penguin, any final thoughts?
Yeah, well, here's hoping that kind of thing passes, and just basic stuff like that. It's all based on hype, this idea that that silencers, I mean, even back when the 30s, when the National Firearms Act was passed, the idea that people were going around, you know, pointing a gun silently offing somebody, and it's all wrong. It's not what they do. It's just something that brings the concussive sound to a reason. You still need hearing protection, but, you know, a much more comfortable volume.
All right, so I'm going to play, I don't know if devil's advocate is the right term, but confused liberal here for a moment.
Because I've heard their arguments. Go ahead.
So if you put a silencer on the end of an AR-15 with a 30-round bump stock, then nobody will ever hear the gun go off, and you can kill a million people in 2 seconds, right?
And that is literally the argument I've heard, that because, you know, guns are loud, that makes it harder for people to kill each other. Therefore, if you make guns quieter, then it'll make it easier for people to kill each other. It's insanity.
But doesn't it make the gun invisible so nobody can see it?
No, you're thinking of the AR-15 cloaking device. We have one of those too, but you have to fill out a lot of government forms to get one of those.
Well, because of the regulations, most people haven't even really ever heard a suppressor. I don't think I've ever heard one in real life. I don't even think I have, because they're regulated. You have to have the tax stamp and all of that, and it's just not something that we're used to. But I've definitely heard. I definitely know enough about the subject to know that, I mean, I'd grab one now. I'd grab one now if I wanted to go through the hassle and the money. But definitely if they opened up the market, the prices would go down. You wouldn't have to pay $200 to the government, which when it was passed, it was supposed to be it's equivalent of like $4,000 or something you were supposed to pay to get one of those.
Yeah.
Still, $200 just to get for the
privilege of buying a gun, or not even a gun in this case, an accessory. There's been workarounds for years on this thing, and you can go back 50 years and you'll see people talking about basically using a condom and a potato and putting that on the end of a barrel of a gun and tremendously reducing the report that comes out of the other end. There's the oil can suppressor, you know, an attachment that would go on the end of your gun, and you basically feed a can of oil onto the threads that are on there, and that can do suppression. But all this stuff is just silly because it doesn't change a firearm. It just makes it quieter. And like I said, when you had the gangsters...
Oh, if you put that flash guard thing on there, that makes it be able to shoot faster, right?
Well, yeah, some of the flash guards have like three prongs on the end. Those are made to hold the potato. That's what that's for. Yeah, exactly. That's insanity. But, yeah, it's just one of those things that government gets involved and there's no need for it. And my real issue, whenever anybody brings up anything, say, you know, it's a really benign law. It's not infringing on anybody's rights. It's just doing this one little thing. It's like, but it'll never go away. That's the problem, that once you give, you freely relinquish your rights to government, it's hard as hell to ever get them back. And
well, in most cases, it wasn't people that freely relinquished anything. It was a group of politicians that said, yeah, we're going to do this now.
Right. But they will argue that, well, you elected those leaders who did that, except in the case of bureaucracy, legislation through bureaucracy, which is the other aspect of this. You know, you have ATF coming up with their own random rules and random things that have the force of law behind them, and no politician ever voted on them.
Right.
They just turned over their power of creating new laws to a bunch of bureaucrats.
The aforementioned Patient Protection Affordable Care Act.
Right.
Even if one tried to read all however many thousands of pages on that, you still wouldn't know what it was going to do, because almost every section, and Mortified Dirty Penguin, thank you for the call, almost every section said such and such as directed by the Secretary of Health and Human Services. This has been Free Talk Live. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, and we are always online at freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.